year is a little challenging. Remember we left off the last year that I gave, the report of Chaim gave this year. We were learning the sugya of Maruf Yiran. I just want to go back to that for a few minutes to finish off some of the halachas that come out of that sugya. Now we'll get into Mat Hashem this week's sugya about trying to knock down another person's business completely as to whether or not that's permissible. We learned the sugya of Maruf Yiran, which we said it means where someone has a steady customer, has a steady client. Example we gave was someone has an accountant that he's been using for the past 10 years. Is it permissible for someone to go over to that, to this person, this accountant's client, as they try to get him for himself? Another case we gave is someone has wants to have a sefer, was using a distributor for the past number of times he wrote a sefer. And so the distributor's firm wants to go, a different distributor wants to try to get the business from him that he should be the distributor of a sefer. Is he allowed or not? So we learned there are more brings two days. Adam Sheesh Lagoy Marufia, Yesh Makaimus that they done that it's Asr, and then Yesh Makaimus that they done that it was Mutter. And we said that Machloikas is Tully and had to learn the Sugya and Balbasra. There's a case over there where someone was a fisherman, he put out his net, and someone else went and put a net next to it. So Rashi over there says that you can prevent the second person from coming, because since it was Betuach, the person who already put down his net and the bait was there, the fish was, he knew it was going to come to him. So he said that according to Rashi, any time we have the type of a relationship where it's Betuach that's going to come to you, there'll be an issue for someone else to interfere in that relationship. That's Shitas Rashi. However, we said there were other Rishonim that learned different mahalas from the Gemara, which we'll get to in the Rimagash. Over here learned a different mahalas, which we'll get to in a few minutes. And based on how we understand that Gemara, the machlokes have done in the Marufi or not. Now, Ladina, we mentioned that the Shalat HaTshuvah to Bechayim, that there's a bunch of tshuvas like that that say that Zman HaZeh, it's not so poshut, the Ramah brings 2 days, it's not poshut, and we're not knowing the din of the Marufi. And there is a Shulchan Aruch Harav, which says that a Yer Shemayim should be Masmer, even though Me'ikad Adina, we can't force someone, it won't be enforceable in Bezdin to prevent someone who is interfering in a Marufi relationship, but there's a Yer Shemayim should be Masmer. I just wanted to go in, even on the tzad, that the Yer Shemayim has to be machmer. Does that mean, let's use an example, a person is a case of, he has a business, and he wants to call a bunch of people to find out if anyone wants to use his business. And he knows that inevitably, one of the people that he's going to call will probably be a marufi of someone else. What is the Yer, when the tzad that you have to be machmer, Yer Shemayim, is he allowed to go ahead and make these phone calls or not? And how far do you take this decision? So Be'etzin, there's a Sma'an Simishin Tevol, which is very important. The Sma'an is a case like this. The Sma'an brings over there a Maisa, that there was a guy who wanted to purchase a bunch of barrels of wine. So he went over to Reuven, and he came to an agreement with him. He's purchasing up to 100 barrels of wine. And they worked out a price, and they came to a final agreement without a kinyan. Now this guy then went ahead, and he went to Shimon, and asked him what he would charge him for the same order. Reuven found out that this guy was going to Shimon. So he went and sent a message to Shimon that he should please not give the guy a price and not sell him his barrels of wine. Because Reuven already had an agreement with this guy that he was going to sell him these barrels of wine. Shimon disregarded that message. He went and he sold it to the guy. He sold his wine. And it came to the Sma'at as to whether or not Shimon has any achrayas because he went and sold to the guy after Reuven had already come to an agreement with him. And the Sma'at says like this. It's a very important insight. He says, Ma'asa sh'agoy ma'atzne ba'el of likach. But here the case was not that the person approached the guy to try to go ahead and get the business, but the guy came on his own and said and asked Shimon to sell him the wine. Even in a case where it's a marufi shal chaver, it's haynu dafka the guy harogel is asik imay. It's dafka in a case where the guy is rogel imay. That's the case of marufi. V'sro l'asheni mahader achra guy. The only time there's an iser of marufi on him hapacharoro over here as well. The only time there's an iser is when you are going out and trying to get the business from the guy. But if the guy himself, the marufi, let's call him himself, is looking to switch his providers, is looking to switch, there's no problem for you to go ahead and to take it. So he says that in this case, since the guy approached him, there's no problem. The Pesach Hashem says, let's say the guy didn't approach him. He wants to make an advertisement. The guy wants to put out an ad, and people are going to see the ad, and they might decide they want to switch. He says, if I did, that would be no problem. Because if I don't do a maisa to go and actively, proactively go and to try to be mishtadel to take away his customer, even though I'm making my business available to him, it would be similar to what the Sma says over here, that the only issue is when I'm mishtadel to take away the business, and he says it would be no problem. The Padova and the Shal Shuvah Tzvesh of Eifet says that to go make phone calls, it's also not a problem. Even though you could be directly calling the person who might be a Marufi of someone else. He says, if I just tell him, I have this business, if you want, you could use, I'm an accountant, if you want, I provide the services, I do a very good job.